How goes things in the inaugural season for you?
Well, some moments better than others, but we're getting confirmation, I think, in terms of doing things the right way.
You when you took the job, how big a task did you think it was going to be after all they went through last year?
Well, anytime, in most situations when there's a new head coach, you know that there's a lot of work to do, and the thing that we've tried to do and how we've approached this as a coaching staff is we've kind of disregarded what's happened in 2007 and 2006. It's well documented and we're very aware of it, but it was something that we never talked and I've never spoke to our football team about the past. I said that what happened in 2007 is 2007 and it's in the past, and this is 2008 and we're starting with a clean slate. And that was back in March, and that's kind of how we've approached this, and we've tried to be very systematic in how we put our roster together and how we do everything within the organization.
How has Matt Ryan's progression come along? How, I guess, what were some of the keys to him being successful early?
Well, I think that Matt has worked extremely hard, not only since he's been here, but prior to getting here. He's got a great skill set for the quarterback position as far as height, weight, speed, and all the measurables. The thing that I think is most impressive about Matt is his ability to prepare. He's a guy that understands what it takes to be a player and a quarterback in the National Football League. He's a guy that spends many, many hours on his own in preparation, and I think he's done a really good job up to this point. He's going through a learning process just like this entire football team is, coaching staff, players, and everybody that's involved. But I think Matt has progressed quicker than we anticipated, and I think that's a tribute to not only Matt but to the to the coaching staff and being able to put him in situations that he can be successful.
How's Foxworth doing for you guys?
Well, Dominic has started the last three games for us. And of course, you guys are real familiar with Dominic, having him there in Denver for a number of years. We got him right before the season started, so he was a little bit behind in terms of what we're doing schematically and how we put our defense together. But Dom has spent a whole lot of time trying to catch up. When we got here, he was really about 3,000 snaps behind in terms of the number of snaps as a football team that we had run through our OTAs and minicamp. But he's done a very nice job. I thought he had his best game of the season last week, where he had five pass breakups, and I think he's really integrating well into our defense and into the locker room.
How do you guys prepare for a running game where you really don't know who the running back is?
Well, some weeks that may be difficult, but Coach Shanahan, I've had an opportunity there in Jacksonville to play against him for years, and really doesn't matter who the running back is. Denver, as always with Coach Shanahan, ran the ball extremely well. Through the years, you guys know that there's been a number of running backs, and all of them have been very successful. What they do schematically is very difficult to defend, so we're not really concerning ourselves with who the running back's going to be. We know that they're going to have an efficient running attack because that's the way Coach Shanahan's coach teams are.
What do you expect on offense from them, though? They obviously really spread it out in the second half against Cleveland out of necessity. Is that you expecting some of that, or more balanced, or what do you expect from them?
Well, we really got to prepare for everything. I thought that there in the second half, when they had to spread the field, they did a very good job. I think they're a very talented offensive football team. They are second in the league in total yards. yards, you know, ninth in the league, I believe, in scoring. And then, you know, they're very good on third down efficiency. They're third in the league in passing yards. So they have been throwing the ball very effectively. I think Jay Cutler is one of the top quarterbacks in this league. And I think they have a number of weapons. And Brandon Marshall, Eddie Royals, the rookie, I think, is having a great year. I know both those guys have over 50 catches. And I think that Brandon Stokley over the last 5 years has been one of the top slot receivers in this league. And then you can't discount their tight ends. Both those guys have had a nice season up to this point. And the one, I can't pronounce his name, Schegler or
is
he's very fast, and I think he catches the ball extremely well.
Obviously, winning has a lot to do with it, but... I said obviously winning has a lot to do with it, but are you surprised with how quickly the people of Atlanta have come back around to the Falcons after everything that happened in the last year or two?
Well, I know that that here in Atlanta and here in this, you know, in the Southeast, they're passionate football fans at all levels, from Pee Wee football all the way up to, you know, to professional football, and they're very educated fans, and they have really come out and supported us over the first part of this season. It's fun to see them come out. I know that our players, of course, when you have a full house, it makes for a better situation and a great atmosphere to play. I'm really not surprised though, if you know, when you have success or you're playing good, hard, passionate football, you know, the true football fans are going to come and watch.
You have any common theme to the first time head coaches doing so well this year? I think there's four of you now with winning records.
Well, yes, and I think that all of the guys that got hired last year and with Tony and John and Jim, they all were very successful assistant coaches that had worked with outstanding head coaches and worked with outstanding coaches in this league, and I think they were well respected as assistant coaches, and they're all doing a great job. I don't know if there's any common theme because we've all come from a little different background, but it's nice to see guys coming out of the chute and doing so well. The all three of those guys are really good men and good football coaches.
A lot of people said you were a surprise selection for that job. Did you have any work to do when you first got there to let people get to know you?
Well, yes. Anytime you are in a new job or a new position, people, you want to go out and meet them. And one of the first things that I did as the head coach was there's a couple things that I wanted to do in the first week. And one was try to meet everybody in the building, and not just the football ops people, but the people that are involved in marketing, the ticketing, because they're all part of our organization, and they contribute to the success that we're going to have. It's just not the 53 men on the roster. And then the second thing I wanted to do was reach out to as many players on our roster as I could. You know, in January and February when we're hired, there's not a whole lot of interaction. Luckily, there's a number of players that live here in Atlanta that make their home all year round. So I wanted to get out and talk to the players that were on our roster and kind of explain to them and interact with them about the direction that Thomas Dimitroff and I wanted to go in putting this football team together.
Do you think you could have started Matt as quickly if you had not signed Michael Turner?
An interesting question. I've really not thought about that, but we knew philosophically that we were going to be wanted to be a team that could run the football, and really our first acquisition was Michael Turner. We knew that to win in this league, and I know it sounds cliche, but you've got to be able to run the football regardless of who the quarterback is. And then as we went through our due diligence in the draft process, we made the decision that we were going to draft Matt Ryan and a quarterback at that, you know, at that number. And I know a good running game makes you know, makes it easier for everybody. I'm talking the quarterback, the defense, the special teams, because you know, 9/10 of this game to me is possession of the football, and when you have possession of the football, usually good things are going to happen. So you know, our running game, I think, contributes to a lot of what we've been able to do in these first 9 games.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Take care.